John Main, 35 riders. This coast wide.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing to a blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts. Why
hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas. I in the world wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking. That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard. Hustle hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more, can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
What is good? What is up? Welcome, licensed and listeners, and G-Force to the Cut on G14 Radio every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am your host, Onyx, and I have the co-host, Tyrone and Golden Fleece, on the line. What's good, guys? Yo.
Yo, yo. Yo, yo. I thought we have a man, Tyrone, on the line real quick.
I think he's on the line. Let's double check on that real quick.
Indeed. What's going on, G-Force? What's going on, Lifeless World? You tuned into another Wednesday with the Cuts. Your boy, Golden Fleece.
Yes.
Onyx.
Oh, man. Tyrone on the line.
Okay, all right.
So happy not to be having no technical difficulties. Definitely don't need any of those this night. If it's your first time tuning in to G14 Radio, welcome. This is a show that is via the brand Global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. Great place to network, very interactive, and a lot of groups for you to join and get involved in. So make sure you check that out if you're into social networks, or if you're not into them, I'm sure that you're going to like this one. And, you know, hopefully make it your number one choice. As you know, this is the show, again, It Ain't All Things Music, as well as the industry. And tonight we have CEO I believe he's 23 years old, Jason Robinson of About That Life clothing line joining us. Now, the line has been inspired by hip-hop, and he's actually already ran into a couple of people who we know in music who are supporting him on his journey. So very dope. We get to meet him a little later and talk about who he's ran into and what all he has coming up. Also, we have Latifah Drinks for the Beautiful Music segment tonight. Golden, can you give our listeners some insight on the Beautiful Music segment?
Yes, yes, indeed. The Beautiful Music segment, of course, if you haven't been following, we are actually having models, video vixens, and the beautiful ladies that grace the TV screen, the videos that we all know and love, you know, the magazines that are all affiliated with the music industry. You know, these girls are just as much as part of the music industry as the artists. So we would love to get their perspectives on everything that they see and they encounter in the music industry. And if you haven't been tuning in, it's been mixed. You know, some girls like videos, some don't. Some girls love the magazines, some don't. You know what I'm saying? So it's been real good to talk to them and see what their opinion on the industry is and how they're making their way through it, making their money, whether they aspire to be actresses or, you know, whatever they want to be. After using this as a stepping stone, we've been getting all that information, and it's been a great time talking to him. I really enjoyed the segment.
Definitely. I have to agree with you. Very nice to get a lady's perspective. Tyrone, how you feel about the models?
Oh, man, he even had some real nice young ladies on the show, so I definitely appreciate it, especially, you know, from a photographer standpoint. Their photos are great. They have great personalities, and I'm looking forward to seeing her and hearing more.
Right, right. So, fellas, again, make sure that, you know, you check it out, tune in. And, ladies, if you're interested, we just sent out a blast as well. Hit up at The Glue on Twitter. That's Golden. If you think that you have what it takes to make that segment. Real quick, we're going to get into some numbers. Music charts is our favorite thing to do. Number one on the Hot 100 is somebody that I used to know. It's Got Ye featuring Kimbra. Still haven't heard it. It seems to be quite popular. We got We Are Young Fun featuring Janelle Monae for the radio and pop charts. And they've actually been consistently holding this down for at least like 2 months now. So shout out to We Are Young. And then R&B hip-hop single is Usher with Climax. And you got R&B hip-hop album number one is Nicki Minaj with Woman Reloaded. This is like her third week. So shout out to Nicki Minaj. And then the number one rap song is The Motto. And mixtapes.
Yeah, mixtapes. We got Jadakiss with Consignment. Jadakiss just grew a little, you know, got the little fade going on right there. You know, he been bald for a while.
You saw that?
You know what I'm saying? He coming back with the new cut and the new mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Also, we got DJ Scream, DJ Black, who was Indianapolis native, and DJ Paul with For I Have Sinned. We also have Currency with Smoke One for Spitta, and Starlito coming in with Metal Warfare. How y'all feel about those picks right there?
Nice, nice. Yo, I'm gonna tell you off the top. I want to shout out Jadakiss.
Yes.
For one thing that he did on this mixtape that a lot of people might not appreciate it, but anybody in production does, he listed the producers on the back of the mixtape where he got his music from and that made the cut on this mixtape. Shout out to Jadakiss for doing that, man. That's so important, especially in the mixtape era where a lot of people aren't getting paid. This is free music, so at least what the artists can do is start giving the production and producers their credit. So shout out to Jadakiss for doing that on the back of the consignment. You can see all the producers that work with him on the mixtape. Big ups to Jada for doing that.
Oh yeah.
So is that a all original mixtape, or is he doing any industry beats or strictly all?
No, that was actually original. That way he worked with different producers. So you know you get to hear, you know, producers doing their thing with Jada. It's just like, you know, a dope Gangsta Grillz album with Drama, you know what I'm saying? So it's just so important because, you know, so many of these producers are producing for mixtapes now because that's mainly what's dropping. And, you know, they have to really let people know, like, hey, I did that one. You know, we done been through that ourselves with our own production team, but he actually listed the producers. And a lot of people do that but it's becoming rare where people are listening to producers' names, and I just wanted to shout him out because that's a great thing that he did.
Most definitely it is. Ooh. Big up.
Most def. I also, you know, speaking of mixtapes, how do you guys feel about, you know, people still putting out industry beat mixtapes? Do you think a artist has to be well known and putting out that because people can hear that from him or her? Or a brand new artist, should that person be coming up on industry beat mixtapes?
You know what's funny with that, man? Like, I have an artist, my artist Limelight. We just did a mixtape, and we did half and half. We put industry music on there, and then we put original on there. So we can capture the moment of, you know, everything that's playing on the radio for a few songs, and then we put all of our originals on there. But if you do all original music, it's pretty much an album. It's you just call it a mixtape because you don't have distribution money to push it. You know what I'm saying? But original music, that's pretty much an album.
Okay. What about you, Onyx?
I was going to say, I agree with Golden as well. And as far as what people should do, I think that if it's, I like to hear songs that, I don't know, I think if they could rip it better than or come with a different twist in the industry, I think it's pretty dope, just depending on how they do it. And then also if it's not too old. I hate something that's too super old unless it's the theme of the mixtape. So if you come in with a new fresh, I mean, it's nice to see people's take on it and twist. So it just kind of depends on me. I don't really have a preference with it. So it just kind of depends, you know.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that the theme of the mixtape, you know, that I think that, you know, for listeners, aspiring people, that definitely helped them out a whole lot, you know, just by you saying that if it's themed and you're going and you're going to go back and do maybe all 90s rap or however you decide to do it, you know, that's cool. Or, you know, if you're going to do a mixtape and most of it is new and then you have a few old ones, it all kind of depends, but, you know, to each his own. And I think, you know, if you do a good job over the beats, and you do a better job than the artist, then you got something going there.
Most definitely. I have to agree. Most definitely. 100%. Any other feedback on the other joint?
Currency. Shout out to Currency. I'm a big fan of Currency. Smoke One for Spitter. That's my man right there. His music is always dope.
Mm-hmm. I agree with
you on Starlito. Right. Starlito, we have Starlito. Some of you may not know him as Starlito. I guess you would say formerly All-Star, or he's known by both, All-Star from Nashville, Tennessee. I haven't heard Metal Warfare, but he just came up here for a show in Indianapolis, and he did a pretty good job. I've been listening to him since probably early 2000s, coming straight out of high school. So, you know, he's been at it for a minute. And last I heard, he was with Cash Money. This was a while back. I don't know if he's still there, and I haven't heard anything as of yet lately. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all.
Oh,
any info
that
on that?
Sounds familiar.
I know. I'm trying to think of who that is. I don't know. I have to do a little Google.
All-Star sounds familiar.
Very familiar. Very much familiar.
All-Star had the record with Yo Gotti and I forget who else was on the record, but it was called Grey Goose. All-Star is a tall guy. He has the long braids.
Sage
from Nashville. Yeah. So, I mean, I think he's kind of, he may be tricking people a little bit with Starlito, but a lot of his fans and a lot of people who actually listen to him, they know about the name change. It's just kind of, you know, I, as a matter of fact, I saw on Facebook the day he had the show up here, someone said that they didn't know that All-Star and Starlito were the same person. So maybe he needs to, you know, give that a different, you know, he needs to put that out there more so people understand that that's
definitely
still him.
Exactly.
Right.
So we get on board and support it or ride it or, you know, ride with it, whatever we need to do. Bye, guys, whatever we need to do. But moving along then, nice little lineup. You know, definitely like Jadakiss as well, so nice. JD Game of the Week is something that we do here on The Cut every Wednesday night. We've been doing a JD Social Def Game of the Week. Tyrone has been, and he's done a great job at it, actually. We finally have got a winner, and he's doing 50 promo CDs for that winner, who is Ben. So we will do another game that will come back in a few weeks once we get that prize out and popping. Also, Paul Wall Wednesdays is something that we've been supporting. Oh, yes, yes, indeed. Paul Wall Wednesday is something we've been supporting on Global14.com and G14 Radio. And he has a mixtape out in Houston, so make sure you check that out and get it popping. A little later on, before you bring our guests on, I want to just mention that there was a list that came out of the top 20 rappers according to Sells, and I can read that a little bit later. And I want to see what you guys think. I think that you'll be impressed on who was on the list, and I want to see what the listeners think, too. So make sure you give us a call, 760-913-4119, to participate in tonight's show. CEO Jason Robinson on here in a second, but first we're going to take a quick break. And here is a new joint for you if you haven't heard it yet. Got the little exclusive. It's 2 Chainz featuring Drake, and it's called No Lie.
Yeah.
I am smoked on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax. Movie, bought my booth. Bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke. Strong that pie pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds apartheid. Bread up my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. A skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead and rapping. He's probably when he don't try me, I pull that five. Got your car note in my car. Cool. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Gang, so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Yeah. Like I'm taking pictures.
Yeah. I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up? 2 Chainz and champagne. You want true, that's true enough.
Yeah.
Forbes list like, yeah, yeah, my office is my tour bus. Yeah. She came through, she brought food, she got she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like, what's her name? Chances are it is, what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f***ed her once and never f***ed again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that pussy like, so one time, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass, an intern. Money like I built the shoe. Streets talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just kept the shoe. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chainz go way back, we don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring, thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't, went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking, y'all show it lacking. 2 Chainz on my rugby, left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that bike.
I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the new 2 Chainz featuring Drake, No Lie. I believe we have Jason Robinson, CEO of About That Clothing, on the line. We're going to bring him live now. What's good, Jason? Are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
How are you? What's good? Welcome to the Cut on G14 Radio. Thank you.
Thank you for
having me. Are you? No problem,
yeah,
no problem.
We're here. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay.
Okay, I think it was a little breaking up in the beginning. But, again, thank you for coming on the line. I got the co-host Tyrone and Golden Fleece. Just want to shout out to you real quick before we get into the 101.
Shout out, Jason.
What's happening?
Pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
That's how we do it. We like to welcome everybody that comes in. So getting straight into the interview, I know you're an L.A. native, and you actually said that you were born and raised in Los Angeles, California. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Born and raised here in L.A.
Nice, nice. Okay. Can you give me some background on how you kind of grew up in the whole L.A. culture?
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up pretty pretty modest, you know, from what some people would consider, you know, middle class, not overly poor or anything, which is from L.A., and I kind of had that unique L.A. experience that any L.A. native would come out and talk about, just, you know, being the epicenter of pop culture and getting the trends first and everything. We kind of have a knack for being fashion forward, if you will. So, you know, just me growing up in L.A., I got to see a lot of things, and eventually that led into me wanting to start my own clothing line up, just from what things I had seen from being from NLA and being around fashion.
Okay, okay. I was just about to ask you, so where did the idea of having the clothing line come from? I read that it came from a movie. Can you kind of explain that to me a little bit?
Well, I was in college at Boise State University playing football, and we used to watch a lot of film, and we would, you know, scout the opponent, and we would watch a lot of film, and that was a weekly routine of ours. And a friend of mine, but another teammate of mine named Brandon Thompson, we used to watch film, and then we kept saying, like, oh, if we saw a dude that was out there balling and doing his thing, we'd be like, oh, dude is about that life. Like, he's about that life. And before long, we kept saying, and I remember I was on the couch one day, and I told Brandon, I was like, hey, that's a code line for a clothing line. And that was about 2 years ago. And I kind of put it in my back pocket, you know what I'm saying, and put it away. And I just kind of sat on it and made sure it was cool and kind of checked it out and kind of just watched things. And I got to the point where I finally had some time on my hands, and I was like, you know what, let's get this thing out here and see what it could be.
Right, right. Nice, nice. So I was going to ask you, what did the name deprive from? Aside from its inspiration, so you just kind of sat there and said, "That's a dope line for a clothing line," just like that.
Just thinking about it as far as it being a clothing line, you know, About That Life clothing is something
right.
that you know, it's a phrase that you can identify with. You know, it's not like a lot of clothing lines you may have heard. It's just their names. They're named after designers. They're named after cities. They're named after, this one is just named after anything. It's whatever mm-hmm. your life entails. And it allows the individual and whoever's wearing it to actually put their own meaning on it. So with all that being said and connecting that to the phrase being hip, I just say, you know, it would be a great idea for a clothing line.
Genius, very genius, good marketing. I see that you kind of have made some rounds. I saw a couple of pictures with a couple of people supporting the line, wearing the T-shirt and whatnot, being out there in L.A. A lot of people are out there trying to get it, so it's not that it was just easy to get these people to wear these shirts. What is your approach when you, you know, are marketing this T-shirt and your brand?
Well, you know, first of all, being from L.A., a lot of people you just know, and you know you kind of
wow.
meet people growing up, and everybody just. But also, I played college football, and in doing that, I kind of built my network and somewhat of a minor, you know, fan base from college football. So I had a lot of people that are willing to support me off top, just because what they knew from me as a football player, and also a lot of connections I made with other players while I was playing. And this is a lifetime of playing we're talking about. In the
wow.
you know, in the heart of football, like Los Angeles, California, is the best city for football in the world. So, you know, there's a lot of people that make it to a lot of places. And, you know, anybody I knew, they became, you know, a part of my network and they were willing to help out with me. And that's just, I've been lucky in that sense. You know, it's really hard to for a lot of people to have the network. A lot of people have great ideas and great product, but they just don't mm-hmm. have an avenue of getting it out. You know, luckily for me, I'm blessed with both. And, you know, mm-hmm. that also made things a little, you know, harder in a sense, because when you have that network and you have that connection to the people, you have to make sure that the product is legit. You can't waste that, you know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I actually have to, you know, I had to put more time and more effort into actually building this brand, or at least the foundation of it right now.
Right. And you're 23, right?
23, yeah, I'll be 24 in July.
Wow, okay. You really have a good sense of and a hold on this project here to be, you know, at this young age. I'm acting like I'm 30-something, but, you know, you have a good focus as far as this line. So I really, you know, I see it doing great things, and I've already seen it where it's gone so far. And I really like the name. I really dig it, and I can identify with it as well. So shout out to you for that. I was going to ask you, did playing football and the skills that you learn and different things and aspects of that game help you anyway in the business? You talked about it helping you in networking. How does it help you just with the business alone?
Man, in business, it's been a tremendous help. Like, words can't even express. You know, it's been several times when I was building this brand and putting things in motion that I would just, you know, hit up my former coaches. And a lot of things that you learned, you know, mm-hmm. or we learned out on the football field and playing football, it applies to everyday life. And, you know, that's why, you know, I didn't get a chance to play professionally at all. But, you know, there is a unique experience about playing and being in a team sport and playing NCAA football, because you learn a lot of things about life. You know, football is very, very football and life run neck and neck with each other. It's pretty much the same thing. A lot of things cross over. But, you know, the most important thing, like I played at Boise State, we won a lot of football games, and everything was always there about the extra 2% and the details. And mm-hmm. that's what I try to pay close attention to when it came to this clothing line is just the details. What are the small things that maybe notice? What are the small things that another clothing line may not be doing? And, you know, that's another factor that helped me in building this is the competitive nature. You know, from playing football, mm-hmm. you always have an opponent. And so business is no different. You know, there is enough for everyone to go around, but there's also a very stiff competition, especially when being a new company. So that kind of helps me out in the business in this business realm. But it's a whole lot. I can't even, you know, I would need like 2 hours to really go into it.
No, you gave a great synopsis of kind of how, you know, you see that fitting in and how it's impacted what you do as you make this business move with this T-shirt line. Now, I don't want to call it T-shirt line, clothing line. I know that you want to build on this and do more than T-shirts at a later date. I was going to ask you also your inspiration with the designing and whatnot, without you giving away the whole secret to it and all of that, but is there a particular inspiration?
You know, there kind of is, but there kind of isn't. You know, me personally, I wanted the brand to be something that a lot of people would buy and, mm-hmm. you know, people would feel comfortable wearing it. But also I wanted it to be something that was a clear representation of me, because at the same time, no matter what, it's going to come back on me anyway. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, with that, I tried to make the designs a lot like me, something simple but also bold at the same time. You know, not too many colors. I plan on, you know, using, you know, the classic cover colors, the red, white, and the blue, and the gray, and the black, you know, initially. And that's just that's really the feel I'm trying to capture with the colors and the clothing right now. It's just really about, you know, something bold. You know, it's about your life. It's about, you know, your career. It's about your goals. It's about your dreams. So I want the clothing to be simple and really defined like that, too. You won't see a whole lot of, you know, crazy designs and, you know, different
mm-hmm.
type of things. A lot of the things will look alike, but it's going to be nice, and the message is always going to be a part of it. And, you know, of course, you know, you're going to have, you got your stuff, and all of it looks good. I wouldn't put any of it out if it didn't, but,
right.
but, But yeah, you'll have you'll see a little bit more in the future. But right now, we're just really trying to keep it simple and let people know what we're about, what being about that life is, and what the brand has to come.
Definitely, definitely. How do you think this brand? Because I see that again, you know, you have the celebrities already wearing them. How do you see this brand inspiring hip hop moving forward as continue to push it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it inspires, you know, I guess hip hop the same way inspire anyone else. You know, it's all about, you know, getting down to the core of what you are really about as a person. So if you're about the hip hop culture, you know, you tighten it up and you really, you know, are going to be about that hip hop culture. You know, if you are a rapper, if you're an aspiring artist, you know, it defines that commitment to the craft. If you're a journalist, if you're a radio host, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, you're committed to that craft and that craft contribution to hip hop. You know, I think it's also, you know, it was a lot of movements as hip hop goes. You had the whole, you know, stop snitching movement with the shirts. You had the no bitch assness mm-hmm. movement, and this is kind of, I feel like in hip hop, this can be another, you know, movement. The About That Life movement, and it's just, you know, just kind of like how those were.
Most definitely, I can see that happening for sure. What is one of the hardest things right now? Of course, you can achieve it, but what do you see right now is one of the hardest things entering this industry, as far as the clothing designs? What is one of the obstacles?
You know, not being in any stores physically, you know, in any malls and boutiques and dealing only online like how I am right now, it's a bit of a struggle because, you know, when you're a consumer, you want to be able to physically touch what you're going to buy sometimes. That's just, you know, human nature. So I'm more reluctant to place orders, you know, based off that. But that's understood. And I mean, I get that. And that's, you know, we're making efforts to get out to as many stores as we can now. But that would be the hardest thing. Other than that, you know, I guess just not having, you know, a lot of people that are into clothing lines and own clothing lines have a fashion background. You know, they come from, you know, they went to FITM, they went to fashion school, they're graphic designers. You know, opposed to me, I'm different. I just had an idea and I had a little ambition and I followed through with it, you know, with really no fashion experience other than being an everyday consumer. So it's kind of hard to get some respectability in that way because I don't have any experience like that. But at the same time, a lot of people, they look past that and they see the work and they see the movement and they see the message and they're all for it. And I mean, it is a couple struggles, but not a whole lot. So far, everything's gotten around really cool, and I like the direction everything's going in right now.
Yes, certainly. And just the fact that, you know, I know we're not, you know, the biggest radio show at 106 The Park or anything like that, but just the fact that you're on the show right now and actually just have a text coming through and somebody's asking me what your clothing line is. This is a very well-known DJ. He's out of Texas. I'm from Texas. We have Gold and Tyrone. We're all in different states, and we're on the line, so just by you coming on here, yeah, it's amazing that we're able to go back to our people and our, you know, Sam, how it spreads. So just the fact that I don't see a lot of people clothing lines doing radio interviews or, you know, really being about that life, being on the move.
Yeah, I mean, that's ironically, that's it in a nutshell, you know, and that's a part of me, and that's why when I was presented this opportunity, you know, I jumped to it because that this is about, this radio interview, this is about that life. This is weird. We, you know, everyone involved in this right now is actually about that life. Whatever, you know, me as a clothing line, you on the radio tip, and all the viewers trying to find out what's going on in the world of hip-hop.
Exactly.
So, you know, everyone involved is, and that's why I jumped to it because I wanted to get, you know, out there to the people and really, you know, have them hear my voice and hear exactly what it was opposed to just reading tweets and seeing it on a website, you know, to actually be able to connect with me as a person and this whole movement.
Exactly, exactly. Well, to the text that I came through, the name of the clothing line is About That Life, and I know he's going to give out his information a little bit in a second here. One more question. What is the plan as far as progressing it to the other states? So you have the LA movement, you're pushing it. You have the online, so that's a great outlet as far as getting it to other states and, of course, radio and promotion. Any chance of you getting on the road and actually hitting stores physically in different states?
Yeah, it's funny you asked that. I was thinking about that today, and those might be my summer plans. It might be the final for my summer plans. I'm thinking about hitting a couple cities, hit a Houston, hit a Atlanta, hit a Phoenix, hit a New York, hit the Carolinas and stuff like that, and just the places where the consumers come from, and just get in those stores, because that's another thing too, There's a million people, well, not a million, I shouldn't say, but there's a lot of people with clothing lines and with good clothing lines and with messages just like mine. But now it's about that extra 2%, about being about that life. You're going to hit the road and go demand this person, show them your stats and show them your figures and show them your line sheet and really do that. And that's something that I plan on doing in the future to kind of, help it progress. And cause, in essence, if I'm an out of town retailer, I don't know how I would look at the clothing line either. You read a tweet, you look at the website, mm-hmm. You can't really get a grasp on who's doing it. Can't tell if it's something that even wants to be big. But that will all come with time and just with me getting out there and like you said, hitting the road. I plan to do that a little bit this summer.
I think that sounds awesome, and of course, you being in the city of LA, knowing about conferences, music conferences, and all of those big events that happen, definitely have a lot of mm-hmm. avenues. So that's great. You already kind of have a pretty solid ground on it. He actually texted me a question and said something about a fashion show. Are you looking to do any fashion shows for BET Awards Weekend? Any plans on anything like that out there in LA? For the networks that you do have,
man, I'm really trying to build my network as far as that goes. Anybody that if you're out there, you can get on the website, which is aboutthatlife2012.com, and go to the contact section and send me an email. And if anybody knows, because I'm definitely down for all that. Any fashion shows, any events, I'm here. I live in LA, and this is this clothing line I'm really hands on with, and I put a lot of time and effort into it. So I'm open for whatever that's going to help the brand. Grow and help the message grow also, more importantly.
Well, that's awesome. Definitely about to hit the website up. I want a T-shirt. I know the fellas want a T-shirt. They're still in the line. Real quick, Jason, can you give out your other information as far as your Twitter and any other sites they can find you on?
Oh, yeah. So the Twitter account for the clothing line is @AboutThatLife. And we got for the website, it's aboutthatlife2012.com. So the website is aboutthatlife2012.com, and the Twitter is aboutthatlife. We're on Tumblr as well, /aboutthatlife2012, Facebook, /aboutthatlife2012. So, hit the social networks, like us, send over an email. Feel free to, if you have any suggestions or compliments or anything, send everything over. All this stuff comes to me in my personal account on my little 4G phone, so I will get it. This is not like, it's not big to the point where you can't reach and I'm not going to read it. So I do read it. I try to retweet and reach back to as many people. So let me know what you guys think, and hope to talk to you guys again soon.
Yes, definitely. That's very dope. I love the fact that everything's about that life, and he's also on Global 14 now. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Global 14, too, at About That Life Clothing.
Yes, and shout out to the executive producer Crush out there in LA as well for hooking up with Jason too. Okay, Tyrone Golden, any questions for Jason? CEO, Young Mogul.
yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
you, Jason. We definitely want to say that we're behind you, man. We're behind you. I know the struggle of a up and coming clothing line. One of my homeboys doing the same thing, man. And
okay.
Just the way you answered all the questions, you know what I'm saying? It just shows that you know that you just can't put these shirts online and expect people to find them, man. You got to get out there, brand yourself, show them what it's all about, you know what I'm saying, and make them relate to it. And I just wanted to say that I think you have an excellent brand in the whole About That Life phrase. We've been hearing that in pop culture for months now. And every show I watch, you hear somebody say either you ain't about that life or I'm about that life. So I think that's going to kick off for you real well, my brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and I just wanted to ask, what do you think is the hardest, like, as far as going through finding someone to press up your shirts and, you know, getting the right fabrics and things of that nature? What's been the hardest thus far, you know, from that aspect?
Well, as far as that goes, being in LA is so much. Like, you know, it's not like you're in a small city. LA, there's a lot of people that can print your shirts. There's a lot of different places to get shirts, and you also there are also a lot of different companies that have shirts. You know, different types of fabrics and stuff like that. And you know, from the whole production aspect, it's about, you know, for the most part, price range is going to be in the right area. You know, it's going to be in the same area for the most part. There'll be a difference. You'll have a high ball every now and then, and you might be able to find some, you know, cheaper work every now and then, but also you pay what you get for. I mean, you get what you pay for. So you got to be
right.
careful in that sense. But just dependability and reliability, you know, finding somebody that's going to meet deadlines and that's going to have clean work and really actually put, you know, put ownership on that product, not just selling a product, but they want it to represent them well, you know. And the people I work with is a place called Level Press Inc. in downtown LA, and you know, I built a relationship with these guys over a 2-3 week span, and like initially I didn't even show them any designs. I was just in there trying to explain my brand to them and just show them, and I would drop in before I even had the money to pay for it. I was dropping in just to tell them about my brand, to just let them know how serious I was about it and how passionate I was about it. So when time came for production, that may be what makes them go the extra 2% to make sure that it's, you know,
right.
it's right. You know, so just, you know, letting them know that it's serious and finding somebody that, you know, agrees with it and likes it also, and just dependability and reliability. Because, you know, if they can't be prompt and hold dates and everything like that, it could be a real problem, especially when you're dealing with business.
Right.
Yeah, great answer, man.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
I couldn't agree more, and I just appreciate, again, like, his passion and ambition and the way that he approaches this business, and that he takes it serious and he really goes for it. So we nothing but, you know, again, good things, and we look forward to seeing where the line's going. Definitely come back anytime. Don't get too big to where you can't come
oh, no.
top it up with us.
Oh, no, not at all. Y'all the first one to let me get out there, so I'm definitely going to have to show some love no matter how big or how small this thing
Aww.
Is, and I appreciate the opportunity a lot.
That's awesome.
And let me ask, Jay, you plan on being at the Magic Convention coming up in August or any other conventions?
I'm trying to get out to Magic. You know, actually, you know, I was doing the launch, you know, earlier this year, and I was trying to get out there for Magic in February and just get out there and see some things and kind of learn the ropes. But I will be going in August, and I'll have I should have a setup there. I'm not sure of exactly the exact details of what I'm going to do, but also I will have at least every day. I haven't got any commitments or haven't finalized it, but I'm going to have a different celebrity host there every day that I'm going to try to get to come through and just, you know, sign autographs, and I do a photo op. So, you know,
nice.
We will be going down in August at Magic, and, you know, if you're there and you look, find the booth, you know, we'll put everything out on the internet when it's finalized, and it'll be a good time.
Definitely, man. I'm going to have to check you out there. I'm going to definitely be out there, man. I love going out there, see what's going on, and it's always a fun time, so it'll be dope to see you out there, man. Definitely.
Sweet.
Nice, nice. Well, again, thank you so much for coming through. We really appreciate it. It's great to get some insight on that. I'm not that much familiar with the, you know, the whole clothing line industry and everything, and I learned a lot during this interview. So, again, I thank you for coming on the show tonight, and we look forward to you coming back. So I don't want to take too much of your time, but, again, thank you so much, and, you know, have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you guys again for the opportunity. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you too.
Take care, brother.
Yeah, I really like that dude. Very mature, very humble with it, very respectful, very, you know, got his mind on track, mindset right, hustle game right. I really appreciate that. And I like the fact that the things that he's saying, guys, is kind of like the same things that we say when it comes to music and everything else. You know what I'm saying? The whole establishing relationships, you know, the networking.
Most definitely.
Right.
He did, you know, him mentioning that he was going into the manufacturer and just chilling out before he even introduced his brand. You know what I'm saying? That's such a smart thing to do. Gaining relationships with people before you just ask them for something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are real backwards with their network, with their hustle.
Yeah.
Because as soon as they meet somebody, they're just like, here, check me out. Can you do this? Can you do that? And they
exactly.
never even get to really build that relationship. So it just shows that he has his head on straight, and he's a solid dude. He knows what networking is about, and that's going to take him far.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Speaking of that, they, you know, from the way that he's describing him going into the shops, you know, a lot of our listeners are aspiring artists and things of that nature. You can apply that to your
mm-hmm.
music as well, because a lot
mm-hmm.
of times instead of you blasting links on people's pages and
okay.
tweeting people with mixtape links, you might want to talk to them first and get to know
exactly.
them. Yeah, spamming them up, you know.
Yeah.
Get to know them, and then, you know, maybe they'll be more apt to listen to your music once they know you
exactly.
as a person. So.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You got to put yourself out there the right way. I wanted to share a little story with y'all. The other day, I was actually with, day before yesterday, I was with Kid from Kid and Play, like, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned so much from the dude, man. He was so humble and down to earth, you know what I'm saying? And it was like before we even start talking about doing any type of business together or whatever have you, we was just sitting there bugging off the house party movies, Class Act, the Kickstep
mm-hmm.
dance, you know what I'm saying? Just really having
right.
a conversation and everybody laughing and joking and really getting to know each other, you know what I'm saying? Before we even said anything about, hey, we need to try to do this together, try to do that together, and it just helped so much as a transition into, hey, it went from that story to, hey, man, we really need to do something together.
Exactly.
Instead of, hey, you know, what can we do something together? I know you kid from Kid and Play, you
yeah.
got this going on, I'm so-and-so, I got this going on.
Yeah.
The transition was so smoother, you know what I'm saying? And it was real dope. So just like we all saying, make sure you try to get to know somebody and network with them socially before you just start kicking some business to them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because we, you know, everybody. I mean, I got to do a background check. I can't just hop into business with everybody. I mean, so, you know, and I'm not saying I'm anything big, but I'm just saying That's never been my approach to bum rush anybody with too much, and I've never liked it when people, you know, tag me in their flyer. I don't even know them, you know. I put a status and they come put their flyer in it and it has nothing to do with my status. You know, little things like that. I'm like, yo, you could at least have said what's up, you know, to me, or said hey before you just go put your flyer or your music or link, or, you know, it's spamming and it's just not welcome. So you have to learn, again, the right way to network and stuff. So shout out to Jason for doing that. And I just like everything that he's talking about, the reason for the line and what it stands for, and you know, I look forward to
that
it.
That phrase is everywhere right now.
Yeah, it is. It's very smart.
Basketball Wives the other night, and the girl was about to fight the other girl, and all she kept shouting was, bitch, you ain't about that life. Bitch, you ain't about that life. And she just kept shouting that shit. I was just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? That phrase I've been hearing a lot lately. So to know that he
yeah.
has that on church, it's like the perfect time for him to capitalize.
It really
on
is.
Everybody's saying that right now.
Exactly. And what's so dope about it is that he made it like in a positive light. It's not even on no, you
right.
know, something like that. He didn't flip it and said it's what, you know, whatever you're about and you know, what you want to put into it and everything, what you represent. I really like that about him. So, again, shout
once
out
we
and
add
check
him
it out.
The, right, and once we add him, once we add that phrase to the list, then he should be on.
Yeah, I mean, once we black,
he'll be on by then.
It's saturated once that becomes the next YOLO.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. I'm going to be done
people
with
gonna kill it. People going to
yeah,
kill it. Don't get it confused. People going to say, you ain't about that life. Oh, I'm about that life, and it's going to be about some pure
yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah, it's
going to
be. Exactly.
Gonna be like,
well, I want to take a quick break, and then I want to come back before we have our beautiful music segment model come up. The Teeth of Drinks will be coming up a little bit later. We're going to get into that interview later. Quick break, coming back with the 20 rappers according to the money, not what you think, not your homeboys, anybody like that. We're talking about money, who made the money. They're going to come back with the 20 rappers, top 20 rappers. I want to get you guys' input on that, and as well, if you're listening, call in and give me your input as well, 760-913-4119. Going to get into Machine Gun Kelly remix.
Yeah, bitch, I am Steve-O.
Cobain's back, yeah, Cobain's back. Got these crazy white boys yelling, Cobain's back.
Yeah, bitch, call me Steve-O. Yeah, bitch, call me Steve-O. I'm a wild boy, I'm a wild boy,
yeah. Kill his beats and pussy. Still ain't went on trial for it. Southside, my chain glowing. If them lanes going, then I ain't going. My angle and my pills are dirty. Chopper clean them like dish detergent. Kobe Bryant, but the thicker version. Big Meats, but the spitter version. Meat Millie. Dad, but the thicker version. Get head while the engine runs.
Hey, I'm a wild boy, strapped down like a cowboy. Hey. I'm really in the game, you just a tall boy. Hey. I pull up in that thing all on them alloys. Hey. With so many cats on, Bugs Bunny is. Cause I blow like I'm zero. My neck be on sub-zero. And I won't say but no hero. My wrist, it calls me a mirror. Got your whip on my wrist. You keep my name in your mouth, buddy. Keep your bitch on my dick, nigga.
Bitch, I got my beanie and my hoodie. Here go the dick, but you know where to put it. I'm rubber than fuck we tell. You niggas rubber than jello pussy. I stack them up, I keep counting digits. You're falling down to the line of bridges. Laughing at you bitches like nine to boo-boo. Bitch, cause I'm back up in here. Every bitch ever put a diamond to get me. Two chain deals with a nicotine. Fear my tenor, Machine Gun Kelly. Ain't gotta tell you how I act on the 16. Guess it don't dance no more. Put that nigga better stay in this place. How many times you seen one fucking rapper? Kill so many motherfucking rappers with a hate.
Yeah, bitch, show me Steve-O. Yeah, bitch, show me Steve-O. I'm a wild boy, I'm a wild boy. I'm a wild boy, fuck a hate on me.
Riding round with them young boys, rolling up that OG. Rather have a hot head than to have some cold feet. Homeboy, it's a new day. On my jewels is Blu-ray. On your wife like Cool J. Beat it up like the new Dre. Money here be too grown. Fresher than a newborn. They tryna sign a whole group. Started from the group home. Moving like a boss move. MGK my dog food. You know I'm a wild boy. Cocaine cowboy.
Had a show in Cleveland, Long shut it down. Talk that gang of shit, security couldn't control the crowd. Bitches on that drink, my niggas on that loud. Niggas talking foul, my pistol talking foul. Yeah, bitch, I'm a dope boy. Time gone, where it go, boy? Lamb fettuccine sauce, inside broccoli. Got that Machine Gun Kelly and it's screaming cock.
Everybody shut up. Couple of them ready to do a dip, whenever I tell them bitches to come up. And I ain't talking about the stairs, don't talk off the air. Somebody let a pull up. Call me Steve-O, bitch, I put another up in front of your mother's face. Think it's nothing. Puff it to my eyes, yellow with them when I sun up. What I need a shirt for? What I need a shirt for? Tied it up from my head to toe. Like, what I need this shirt for? What do I need to work for? I smack the boss of my child, boy. Fucking hoes like I'm Austin Powers. Giving gold a shower, that's wild, boy.
Yeah, bitch, call me Steve-O. Yeah, bitch, call me Steve-O. I'm a wild boy. I'm a wild boy. Fuck, I think I need a hoe. I'm a wild boy. 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 I'm a wild boy.
You guys are tripping me out. I'm looking at the tweet.
Yeah, I'm gonna just be dead real, yo.
Yo.
horrible.
Wild Boy Remix, 2 Chainz, Meek Mill, Mystical. How many people was on there? How many people was on there? Listen,
he just over there angry about it. Like, he just, hey, man, it's all
Who started that 40 cats on a song?
How long was this song? And they fit it in like 4 minutes. I think everybody got how many bars?
Probably 8.
Y'all was feeling that joint, though? Y'all was feeling that joint?
Hey, this is a radio station.
I was feeling Mystical part because I
wanted to hear Mystical.
I'm real excited.
I'm real excited.
I wanted to hear Mystical. And let me tell you about 2 Chainz before I get started. 2 Chainz, to me, everybody knows that he's, of course, the name has changed several times as well. But 2 Chainz can rock. You know, 2 Chainz is a beast, and he does things because he wants to, and he does it like he wants to whenever he wants to. So he's fun for me, and I like him in that aspect. So I like 2 Chainz, and I was looking forward to Mystical, and I wanted to hear how Meek Mill was going to do it.
You know what's funny?
I think Prince Montana
was on
there
track,
as well.
Everybody on that track I'm a fan of. You know what I mean?
But you didn't like them together.
the hook, to me, is, like, horrible. You know what I'm saying?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that hook. And I just, you know, that 40 rapper on a remix thing, I guess it's just getting old to me.
Hey, that's what they're doing. It's a lot of them. I mean, I think Mystical, even the one with Mystical, Birdman, Drake, Lil Wayne, I mean, it's a beast. You're going to have at least 4 or 5 right now. I mean, that's just how they're doing it. I hate to say it. Top 20 rappers, I said I was going to pick it. Top 20 rappers, I said, don't be so disappointed. I wanted to tweet them all. That was the plan. It didn't work because I was too busy doing something else. Again, 20 top rappers according to the sales of solo studio albums in the U.S. only. Notorious B.I.G. has the number 20 spot. Too Short has the 19th spot. T.I. 18. Will Smith, 17. I'm sorry, 16, Ice Cube, 15, LL Cool J, 14, Tupac, wow, didn't know he was going to be 14, 13, Dr. Dre, 12, Ja Rule, 11 was Lil Wayne, 10 is Kanye West, 9 is Nas, 8 is Ludacris, 7 is 50 Cent, 6 is DMX, 5 is MC Hammer, 4 is Snoop Dogg, 3rd place was Nelly, 2nd was Jay-Z, and number 1, guess who?
Eminem.
Exactly. Eminem is the number 1 solo album rapper. He did the most sales, according to SoundScan, in the U.S. And of the compilation albums, he was also number 1 as well. So Eminem is number 1, according to the sales. So I thought it was pretty much appropriate. I thought it was, it made a lot of sense to me. What about you guys?
I actually heard that a while back. Because when you was naming them, I was like, who's left, you know? And then, once you named them, I'm like, okay, yeah, they mentioned that a while back, because even overseas, his sales are through the roof, so... He's been smashing for quite a while now.
Yes.
Yeah, big time. Over here, overseas. I was happy to hear Too Short on that list.
I was. You know who I was happy to hear? DMX, because even though he fell off, he had a nice, nice run. And again, one of my favorite albums of all time is, what is it, Dark and Hell is Hot? Something like that.
Dark and Hell is Hot.
Dark and Hell, that is my joint. I'm talking about every song on there was bumping. It's also nice to see that T.I. was able to get fitted in. I was a little surprised about B.I.G. Being 20, but I am glad that him and Tupac are on there. I was surprised about Tupac being 14. I would have thought he would have been at least in top 10.
He's
going
to move up to the top 10 after that hologram. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just said his sales shot up, you know, after the hologram, so he might move up a few spots.
Yeah, we're going to keep an eye on that. Let's keep an eye on that in a couple months to come, these next months to come. I know that we're going to have the beautiful music model segment coming up a little later. Latifah Drinks, Golden News, any fresh music news? I know there's quite a bit.
Oh, man, you know, there's always some news that we got to talk about. Definitely some interesting things, man. Let's go with a new signee to Maybach Music Group, the one and only Omarion.
My boyfriend Omarion.
Yeah. So Rick Ross signed Omarion, you know. I got to say this, man. I've always been a fan of Omarion, like Entourage and what's the one with Timbaland, I'm So Cold joint, Icebox.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He has some joints that you could really say, yo, he tore it down on them joints, man. So he signed to Rick Ross's label now, man. What do you think about, I wanted to ask y'all, what do you think about these super crews that's happening right now? Like, you know, the Rick Ross and Omarion signing. I'm thinking, you know, he's going to sign other people, and, you know, they're building them big crews. Now we got Kanye over here. Word is he got 2 Chainz and Q-Tip and, you know, Manny Fresh. It's like Bad Boy got the Machine Gun Kelly's, the French Montana's. Everybody's, like, going into these big-time Voltron crews. What do y'all think about that? Y'all like that aspect of what's going on right now?
It's getting crazy. I'm trying to figure out who's next and how, I mean, we're running out of people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who are you adding? I mean, everybody's being taken. It's getting crazy. I don't know how I feel about it. It's just these big global. I mean, they're getting money.
And please let me know if I'm tripping or not. There's only a certain amount of people that really got the money in the game.
That's what I was saying. It's like, you know, you either going to win or lose, and I need to be a part of the winners. It's getting crazy to me a little bit. I'm like, wow, who's next? I don't know how many, you know. I don't know. What other combinations do you have?
I think that, you know, now being that I like to see, you know, the good artists together, I also feel like I'd rather, you know, as far as super crews and getting and, you know, clicking up like Voltron and all of that, I prefer a crew to come up when nobody knows them. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm a big, 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 huge No Limit fan, and all of them artists, you know, were virtually unknown when they first, you know, Master P built those acts. You know, and they all came up together, and you got to know all of them as they were, you know, everybody was getting to know them as a crew. You know, I think now it's kind of like a lot of these artists, they've already established a career. They've already had some type of buzz going on, and I kind of feel like what were you doing with your money or your paperwork situation to where now you have to sign to an artist who is newer, you know what I mean? Like, just like I felt when Juicy J signed to Wiz Khalifa, it's like, you know, what were you doing in the last 15 years to where now you're signing to an artist who's been out for a couple years now? Now, I just have
what?
From a business,
what you're saying. That's a big point, what you're saying right there. Like, what have you been doing? You know what? We were talking, Kid and I were talking about the same thing, and he said something crazy to me. He said, your brand is yours to lose. And I don't think that a lot of people understand that you could keep your brand alive if you just attempt to do it. But a lot of people just think it's going to stay alive, and they end up losing it on their own merit.
Right. There's so many different ways to see it and try to understand it, and that I think that I agree with both of you and I agree with all of that. And again, especially on the fact that, like, it's hard for me being in love with Omarion and all that. You know, it's hard to see in love for real. Since B2K days, I've loved him, so it's hard for me to see where he's gonna go with it. And I'm just really hoping that he does it justice and keeps me happy, you know what I'm saying, as the fan and as the girlfriend. I really hope that I'm happy with his decision and how he does the music and all that, you know what I'm saying? So I just really hope, like I said, that I continue to be a fan, and I'm happy with the way that he does it, because Maybach has some dope music, but I've always, I see Omarion and I mean, Tank writes, you know, Tank wrote O, and he just wrote a lot of music for him, and I just haven't heard, I don't know. I need to see and need to know a little bit more. I understand that he has to grow and all that, but I just got to see if it's going to be the same old that I've loved from day one, or is it going to be something new or different. So that's just me, because I'm a girl and I love him. So hopefully I still like him after this.
Right. There's another one in the fold that's kind of, his name is floating around that Maybach Music camp as well, and that's Mace.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Mace and Bethlehem might be heading back to sign with one of these big crews. So it seems like, you know, a lot of these guys in the game, there's a few of them that can't be stopped. Rick Ross is one of them. Like, he's building something special over there.
Here he is.
I'm seeing, you know, the good music, the Jay-Z, the Rick Ross, the, you know, these big crews coming together, and it's going to be interesting to see. I'm interested to see how many people actually get the album put out there with good promotion and good distribution, and see if these numbers heighten on record sales due to these, you know, big Voltron type of transactions that's going on right now in hip-hop. So we'll see.
Did you guys hear about the 2 Chainz and Good Music? I didn't like that. I don't like, even though I know 2 Chainz can do whatever he wants to do, I wasn't liking that for some reason. So, again, it's just not up to me, but I wasn't feeling that. I just didn't think that was his lane. I don't know. It's different to see, you know what I mean?
The funny thing about it is, I think that 2 Chainz, production-wise, that is his lane.
Production.
If you listen to, like, the old players, what was the group name? Him and Dollar Boy.
Player Circle. Mm-hmm.
If you listen to those old Player Circle albums and things that Titty Boy and them like to rap over, they really like that soul beat. You know what I'm saying? Type of feel.
They do, with the southern.
So I think Kanye could give him some ill joints for him to rock on.
But I just don't know how is that going to, if I like you being dumb and saying crazy things, and I'm enjoying you partying and playing, so now you're getting back serious. So I guess I can evolve and grow with him. But I just, at first listen, I was like, wait a minute, what? So I just was like, okay, because you got this new generation coming up with him. They're happy and excited with this. So that might be a bit of a culture shock, if you will, if they just, now he's back to, you know, the soul and all of that. I don't know how, if he's even going to go back to that, or if that's even happening.
I think he's going to do his own thing and keep his integrity. If you listen to the Mercy record, you know, that's kind of outside of Kanye's realm, you know what I'm saying? And it's looking like that's more towards Big Sean and 2 Chainz, you know what I'm saying? But that's all of them on there. So I actually think that a lot of people are willing to try new things, and with the addition of Manny Fresh as a producer to Good Music, I think they're going to have the right people putting their hands on the right project. So we'll see how it turns out. But hopefully, you know, everybody just comes out with good music and we all enjoy it.
Exactly.
I have a question. You know, speaking of artists, you know, and all these people are linking up, you know, the same thing is happening with the major labels, and now it's to the point where I believe there are only like 2 major labels left, one being Universal. The other one, I don't want to name because I don't remember for sure, but it's only basically 2 major labels left. I mean, where everybody right now is either the in crowd, where you have maybe the top, do I even want to say 30 artists that are relevant? You know, maybe roughly 30, and then the rest are independent. You know, and they're still thriving. So I don't want people to get the impression that, you know, you have to be signed to a Maybach Music or a Universal or any of these last remaining artists to make it in the industry, because people are still doing very well at independence. And I think, honestly, I feel like, you know, it's probably better for you to go the indie route instead of trying to shoot for a major, unless you have, you know, everything is on deck for you to do it that way and come out in a better position financially.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And, you know, a lot of people, they need to decipher perception from reality. Doing well isn't just because you see these guys everywhere and everyone else's.
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
There's independent artists out there that are making more money than a lot of these cats that you see rolling around with these big crews. They might have the chain in a car, but that's all they do have. Like, liquid money, they probably not even eating. You know what I'm saying? So I think when kids learn that, hey, we got to get into the nuts and bolts of this thing, just because we see these guys in the videos and traveling with the entourages, doesn't mean that they're making money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of that, you know, we were talking about 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz was on a conference call, you know, a couple, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and he said that he spent roughly maybe $100,000 to get his situation back kicked off of his own money, $100,000. And he said even though he spent $100,000, he's featured on over at least 100 records right now in the streets. Featured, not his
yeah.
own material, but he's featured on at least 100 records. He spent about $100,000, and he mm-hmm. made that $100,000 and then some back within the first couple months because he had got so hot so fast. So, you know,
right,
I'm not telling the listeners that they need $100,000, but if you could scrape up $20,000, that'd be enough for you to work your region. Wherever you're at, you could work a whole region with about $20,000. So you can make that working at a regular 9-to-5. You just, you know, got to stop smoking and whatever else you're spending extra money on a month. You can generate some $20,000 within a year,
you know,
2 years' time, and then you're ready to go.
You know what? We're going to get back into this topic because this is a topic that I think we should definitely touch on. But I know we got the model Latifah coming up here shortly. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Latifah Drinks. This is The Cut. I know we're going to play Brandon Hines' joints. He's been burning it up in New York. We got his joint on deck, Onyx?
Yes, we do. It's Brandon Hines. Yes, you are. Coming up. So Death.
Brandon, so we're not going to talk about this right now? I'm going to work.
What's up, baby? I know some days I go without making you feel appreciated. And I just want to let you know that every day you are.
Got a song I wanna sing to my number one fan. Plan to put a ring on it as soon as I can. What I mean is I don't want you to have to worry about nothing, babe, nothing, babe. I'm trying to set it out for my lady. I know you know I love you, but I wanna say it again. Let you know I'm down with you, girl, till the end. But sometimes I feel you think I don't appreciate it. So every song that says I love you, I wanna dedicate it to my girlfriend. Might be my boo, you are everything.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Well,
See, I'm an Aries and you're a Sagittarius. It reads right here that you're the one that's gonna take it there with us. Love me, have my baby ride with me to the end. Hug me when I need one and tell me that I'm your best friend. So much in common, talk to me about everything. Keep the party jumping. Girl, I ain't got no complaints.
Girlfriend, wifey,
oh,
mother, you are everything.
Oh. About that true love, call them on the phone, turn to them, send them a text, do whatever you gotta do to let them know that it's true. I said if somebody's out there that you love, you don't think they really know that you about that true love, call them on the phone, turn to them, send them a text, do whatever you gotta do to let them know that it's true.
Brandon Hines and So Death, but yes, you are. I'm definitely digging that joint. Golden, pass the mic back to you, homie.
Yes, yes, indeed. Brandon Hines coming through with that Yes, You Are, that smooth R&B, classic soul. Now, that joint was bumping. That brother can really sing. If you don't know about B. Hines, man, go back and check his YouTube videos where he just singing raw into that computer. Real dope cat, got a real dope voice. That's So Deaf, that's Jermaine Dupri. You're going to be seeing a lot of that, brother, real, real soon. I think we have Latifah coming up here. Did anybody screen the calls to make sure she was on?
Yeah, I tried. Oh, let me try one more time. So I'll be right back, folks.
All right.
I think she is on the line. We just got to get her in here and get a screen, but dope interview we had with Jason earlier. You did a great job, man. That brother is I think is on his way. And like I keep saying, the timing of that phrase, man, it's gonna be big for him, man.
It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be real dope. Mm-hmm. I hear somebody come through.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Tyrone, do we have Latifah on the line?
Yes.
Excellent. Latifah, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Ah, man, we're doing great. We're doing great. First of all, I want the host and the co-host to say what's up to you before we get into the interview. Guys, we have Miss Latifah Drinks on the line.
Welcome to The Cut. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you. I'm excited. So are they. They're super excited.
Tyrone, where you at, big homie? Tyrone must be still off the line
then. I think he's got some callers coming through, calling in.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Well, we got to get right into it, Latifah. First of all, we got to get the introduction out the way. First of all, we're going to start with your name, because I wanted to know how you got this name. Because this name is like Latifah Drinks. It's like it's saying something about. So we got to find out how you get this name, Latifah.
Actually, it is my real name. A lot of people always ask me that, but that's actually my real name. I was born with that name, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that makes it even dope. That makes it even better. That is her actual real name, Latifah
yes.
Drink. Ah, man, it can't get
yep.
no solid than that. So, all right, let me just ask you and get this out of the way. What does Latifah
okay.
drink? What's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink. You know what? I really don't have one. I don't really
okay.
have a favorite drink. Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough.
One.
Well, Latifah drink doesn't have a favorite drink. That's all good. Well, we're going to definitely get into how you got into the modeling and everything like that. Now, I know
okay.
You're a college student. How old
yes.
are you if you want to present your age? And also, where do you go to school?
Okay, I'm 22 years old, and I'm currently enrolled at Central State University.
Awesome. I wanted to
yes.
ask that question first because a lot of people that are in the industry, you know, they either are in a 9-to-5 until they actually get to where they want to be. But also,
mm-hmm.
man, going to school is so important, and I wanted to highlight that about you, that you're currently enrolled
mm-hmm.
and while you're doing your modeling thing. I wanted to actually
mm-hmm.
congratulate you for being in school. Congratulations
thank
about
you.
That. And, yeah, no doubt, and we definitely wish you well in your studies. What are you studying over at Central State?
I'm actually early childhood education.
So. Awesome. So working with
yes.
the kids and giving that education. That's real dope. That's
yes.
real dope. And, you know, you got to highlight.
Thank you.
This is one of the reasons why we love to have this segment is because
mm-hmm.
we get to get outside of just the picture. You know what I'm saying? Everybody sees
mm-hmm.
the picture. I've seen them. Today, you're beautiful, lovely.
Thank you.
All those images are excellent. But also, you know, she's a college student in early childhood education,
mm-hmm.
which means a lot. You know, the children are our future. So, you know, Latifah is definitely helping out with that. So kudos to you.
Definitely. Thank you.
All good. So let's go ahead and get into your ethnicity, your height.
Okay.
And you know the measurements. The fellas want to know the measurements, Latifah. We got to ask you. So, what's your height measurement and your ethnicity?
Okay, my height, I am 5'5.5". My measurements, I'm a 36-26-42. And my ethnicity is Panamanian, and that's Hispanic. So.
Panamanian, so. If you haven't Googled her already, go ahead and Google her. Look at the beautiful pictures, the images. She's absolutely
aww.
Lovely. But we wanted
thank
to get into
you.
Also, you're welcome. We wanted to get into also how you even got started into modeling. Was this something that you were aspiring for a long time? Did you just happen
mm-hmm.
to, you know, just jump into it? How did you get into the
mm-hmm.
model?
Actually, I always wanted to be a model. I started off just taking pictures, and then, you know, actually, I can say just recently, I, you know, submitted my pictures to different sites and websites. Different websites and magazines, and I actually started getting feedback, and that's basically how I got where I am now. First, I started taking pictures, and then I took the initiative to go further and actually submit my images to certain places, so...
Awesome. So you actually did this on your own with nobody backing you. You just decided, hey, let me put my images out to a few places and see what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Or did you have somebody helping you out with that?
Well, I had people help me, you know, like my photographers and so let me know about the different magazines and also networking on Twitter. I met
right.
with a lot of people through Twitter as well, so. Yeah.
Yes. So anybody that's an aspiring model out there that's listening, Twitter is an excellent networking tool, especially if you're in the entertainment
yes.
industry. So, you know, shout out for you for, you know, getting out there and doing your own thing. Now, when did it – I know some girls, you know, they start modeling, they take the pictures, and they say, I can do that, you know. Seeing
mm-hmm.
you on the images, you definitely see that you can do that and you can be a success. But when did you
thank
start
you.
Taking it seriously? Like, you know what, I'm going to keep my body in shape. I'm going to keep my skin looking great. I'm going to really show people that I can succeed. Was there a point where it hit you? Did somebody say something to you? Or did you
mm-hmm.
just know you could do it?
Definitely. I'll say this year, I really started taking it serious, because, you know, I'll look at the videos or I'll look at the magazines, and it was something that I can actually imagine myself being in. And that was, like, my motivation. Like, I have to do this. I really want to do this. And I started, like, you know, doing research. And like I said, with the Twitter, you know, I just was finding out ways so I can get myself out there. So that's basically, you know, how I got into where I am now.
Awesome. So, as you can see, you're taking any education, like, from your college, and you're applying it to exactly how you will work through the modeling game, doing the research, studying, and then getting yourself out there in the right way, which is definitely commendable. So shout out to you for doing that. Now, let me ask you, is there any specific type of modeling that you like? Is there something that you say, you know, this is what I love to do, and this is what I would like to go forward? Or are you pretty much open to all different types of modeling?
I'm pretty much open to everything except for, like, nude. I don't really plan on doing any nude modeling. But everything else, yeah, I'm pretty much open. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So let's see. We have a lot of models that have come on here that, you know, they've done the videos and, you know, music videos. Let's start with music videos. Have you been any notable ones, or have you been in any local artist music videos, anything that we can check out on YouTube and see you in action?
Actually, I think it was like 3 years ago or maybe 2 years ago, I was in an up-and-coming artist music video by the name of Miz. He's actually from Louisville, Kentucky. I was in his video, and the name of the song was I Can Do You Better.
I Can Do You Better.
The unofficial video is actually, the unofficial video is actually on YouTube, so you can definitely check that out.
Okay, so we'll definitely check out Miz. Now, you said he's from Kentucky, but I see that you're from Cincinnati, Ohio. Talk a little bit about Cincinnati. Talk a little bit about that state. That's actually where Bow Wow is from. Shout out Bow Wow. But Cincinnati growing up, how was it there? What's that type of town like? I haven't even been there, but I heard it's a working town. People work hard out there.
Yeah.
Explain, you know, how Latifah came up in Cincinnati.
Okay, well, in Cincinnati, basically, I come from a very small family. You know, it's a very small family. It's not really, you know, that much. I was homeschooled when I was younger. And Cincinnati is just, it's basically like a real big, busy city. It's, you know, it's much different from where I am now at school, which is in Wilberforce, Ohio. So it's a lot smaller here. But in Cincinnati, it's just a lot to do. It's, you know, kind of fast-paced. I like it.
Okay. Well, you got to tell me what the hell town you just said that you were in right now. What was
Wilberforce, Ohio.
Wilberforce.
Yeah.
I would be scared to drive through Wilberforce, y'all. It sounds like there's some brothers hanging from some trees somewhere around there. That's a crazy name right there, Wilberforce. How many? Is that a small town outside of Cincinnati?
Yes. No, this is actually closer to Dayton, Ohio.
Okay. It's closer to Dayton, Ohio.
And it's very country and small out here. It's like nothing to do at all.
So are you living in the dorms, or do you have your own place out there?
I have my own place, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio. It doesn't matter, man. It, you know, I'm just joking about the name of the town, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
<It's okay>.
people going to school is no joke, man. There's so many people that, you know, education is definitely the key, you know what I'm saying? So, again, I have to keep congratulating you on that. I know there's a lot of people out there hustling to get their education, and they have their side hustles and things of that nature. And, you know, having both go the right way at the same time takes a lot of focus and hard work. So we appreciate you being out there, you know, working hard for yourself and giving, you know, the audience beautiful images to check out. And we definitely want to see you more in videos up and coming. But let's talk about the print magazines. What have you been in where we can find you at as far as any magazines that are out there?
Actually, I haven't been in any yet, but I will be in Vixen's magazine, and that should be coming out at the end of this month or the beginning of next month, and that's actually the stacked issue for all of the girls that stacked. And
okay.
I'm also going to be in Mixed Flavor, and I don't know exactly when that's coming out, but it should be sometime this year. So those are the two magazines that I'm going to be in, you know, so far.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, we'll definitely be looking for those upcoming issues. And, you know, we're going to be all following you on Twitter. You follow us, and we'll keep everybody abreast of what you're going on and just, you know, help with the whole Latifah Grace movement so everybody can see what you got, you know, going and when it's dropping. So you said you got the magazines coming up. Is there anything else you're inspiring to do soon after school or anything else you have in your mind that you want to accomplish soon?
Basically, after school, I just, you know, want to focus on my modeling career. I just want to, you know, get further in my career. And then eventually, I definitely want to come out with my own swimwear line. So that's something I'm definitely going to be working towards.
Oh, well, let me ask you about that. What made you want to come out with your own swimwear line?
Well, I love swimsuits. And, you know, every time I'll see, like, a different swimsuit, I can just, you know, I imagine, like, what mine will look like and how I can design it. I just have, like, an obsession with swimwear. So I just basically want to design my own,
It's actually a great market to, you know, do stuff as far as, you know, young women especially designing things to fit curves right, you know, especially if you have a creative mind and you could design or have a dope design team, that could be a real nice niche for you. So good luck with that. I'm looking forward to checking that out most definitely.
Thank you.
Well, no problem. You know we got to get to the tough questions too. You know, you know we got to get to the question all the guys want to hear. Is Latifah Drinks single? Is she dating? What's your status?
Latifah Drinks is in a relationship. Yes.
Okay. How long has Latifah's relationship been going on?
6 years.
Whoa.
Yes.
Latifah Drinks is damn near married, y'all. Don't be approaching her. Don't be approaching her out here in these streets. How does he feel about the model?
I mean, he, you know, he was a little uncomfortable at first, but now he's very, like, supportive. He's very supportive, so,
Well, that's good, man. You know, if you got two, if you have a partner, you definitely want to make sure they're supportive in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's in any industry, so that's really dope. Shout out to him for being upstanding and, you know, not one of those guys that don't want to chase your dreams, so...
Shout out to him
for holding you down as well. So
thank you.
We were going to ask you, what type of dudes do you like? Well, I guess we could still ask you that, you know, even though you have a
question. Yeah, you could
still ask Okay, cool. What attracts Latifah Drinks? What do you see and say, you know what, I like that guy?
Basically, you have to be very funny. You know, you have to have a sense of humor. You have to, you know, I like tough men, like, you have to show that you can at least provide and protect me, you know, from anything. You have to be very confident. I'm not interested in people that, you know, are, well, men that are insecure. You know, that wouldn't be a successful relationship if I was with a man who was insecure. And what else? Basically, you have to, I can say, be into, like, let me think. Like athletic, like you have to care about your body and work out and eat right. That's basically it. Oh, and a good personality. So that's basically it.
Okay, cool. So, you know, guys out there, keep your bodies in shape, you know what I'm saying? Eat right. Can't be no sensitive cat out there crying all the time about how shit ain't going right for you, you know. These streets is crazy out here and all this shit. Nobody want to hear about that, man, you know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Like,
yeah, not at all.
Headstrong and going to help me out and do my thing. Don't come crying to me when shit go wrong. Let's work it out.
Exactly.
You know, it's so funny that you said that. We just had that conversation with another girlfriend of mine, and she said that exact same thing.
Really?
She dated, yeah, he was an MMA fighter. She was an MMA fighter. She said this was one of the most sensitive cats she ever met in her life. Like, dude used to fight in cages and come home like, oh, my God, my day is just so stressful, and tears flowing and shit. She's like, yeah, I had to leave that dude.
Yes, that would be such a turn off. Like, I'm supposed to be the one crying here. What are you doing?
You got just showed up so he could lay on your shit. Like, go ahead, here you go.
Right, that is just not right.
Nah, that's not cool. So let's get back into your modeling, though. I know you're down with the Fleet DJ models. How did you get down with Fleet? And explain to us how you got down with Classic and the whole team.
Basically, because I was actually featured on a site by the name of G-Girls, and on Twitter, I think I wrote something to G-Girls, and then they retweeted me, and that's when the Fleet DJ, that's when actually Classic, I think it was Classic, he saw my picture, and he followed me on Twitter, and then, you know, he was telling the rest of the team that, you know, I think that she needs to be on the team. So he called me. Well, he gave me his contact number, and I called. And then basically, you know, he told me about everything. He gave me the rundown about everything, and I was feeling it. So I decided to join the team, and I love it.
Awesome, man. Yeah, Clash is a very good brother, good dude, man. I work with him a lot. And so you're going to definitely be out at the Fleet DJ conference coming up here in the summer.
Yes. I'm going to be there.
Awesome. So we'll definitely check you out there. And, you know, anybody else that wants to see Latifah Drinks and any of the other Fleet DJ models, check out the Fleet DJ Conference coming up this summer. First annual, too. So that should be real fun. We should all have a good time, you know what I'm saying, out there. Well, you know, we like to also get in the questions of where you want to go in the future, where you want to take this thing, but we also do a segment on the show called Jump On and Jump Off. We like to have fun with the models that come on the show. So I'm not going to tell you what it is until you just agree that you're going to play the game.
Okay, I'm nervous. Okay, I'll agree.
You agree?
Yes.
All right, cool. So what it basically is just I'm going to name a few guys, and you tell me whether you will jump on them or jump off them.
Y'all going to get me in trouble. Okay.
I tell you, man, to chill. This is just some hypotheticals, you know what I'm saying? None of these brothers will be knocking at your door tomorrow, calling you for, hopefully they're not. Who knows? Niggas is crazy these days. They might come and find you.
Okay.
But we're going to start with our first one, all right?
Okay. I'm
ready. Jump on or jump off?
Jump off.
Not feeling T-Pain. Okay.
No.
Bow Wow. Jump on or jump off?
Jump off.
Jump off, Bow Wow?
Yeah.
Well, now, you don't sound too sure with Tifa. Jump off?
No,
okay,
jump
let me
off, seriously.
Well, let me get that reason, because a lot of women like Bow Wow. Give me a brief reason why you're jumping off Bow Weezy. He got the green eyes and everything.
I mean, I'm into, like, chocolate and dark men and, you know, taller men, so,
Okay. Well, he losing in the complexion and the height race. Okay, well, that's what's up. Well, how about Drake? Jump on or jump off?
Jump off.
Jump off Drake. Okay. He getting a lot of love, too, especially with them.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he's too
does.
Sensitive for you. Okay.
Yeah, he cries too much.
Then you got it again, you got it again. You ain't feeling that, huh?
No.
Okay, well, let's go to Ohio native. Let's go to LeBron James. Jump on or jump off?
Jump off.
Jump off, LeBron?
Yes, jump off.
Man, Latifah is picky.
Am I tough?
You tough. I like it. I like it. I like it. I like the answer so far. Let's go to another basketball player. Carmelo Anthony. Jump on or jump off?
Jump off.
Jump off Carmelo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's super tough. Okay. Let's go to one. Now, if you jump on this guy, I'm going to have to ask you a question since you jumped off both the earlier ones. You jump on or jump off Lil Wayne?
Jump off.
Okay, jump off Lil Wayne. Okay. Jump on or jump off 50 Cent?
Jump off.
Jump off 50 Cent?
Yes.
Man, what a brother got to be these days for Latisha Free. Dad, you got to explain what type of chiseled god you looking for, girl.
You want me to explain?
We're gonna go in the end. We're going to keep on going. We're going to have you explain a little bit at the end.
Okay.
Eminem, jump on or jump off?
Jump off.
Jump off Eminem. Snoop Dogg, jump on or jump off?
Jump off.
Jump off, okay. Andre 3000, jump on or jump off?
Oh, no, jump off.
Okay, how about Amber Rose, jump on or jump off?
Amber Rose?
Mm-hmm.
The woman?
I throw her in there every time because women jump on her. They all say jump on.
Oh, okay.
Because
I was about to say jump on, but, you know, I was confused. I thought it was, you know, an athlete or something because I'm not into sports. So I'm like, I'll jump on. Okay, Amber Rose. Yeah, I'll jump on.
Oh, man, Amber Rose has not been jumped off yet. Everybody wants to jump on Amber Rose. Okay, let us get a quick explanation of why you jumped off everybody except for Amber Rose.
Because none of them were really like my type. So
okay.
It was
so
jumped
name
off.
An entertainer that is your type.
Like, I'll say like Trey Songz and Pooch Hall from the gang.
Okay. So you like, they got to be them super pretty cats. Okay.
Yeah.
Pooch Hall and Trey Songz, no doubt. They definitely get the love from the ladies. So shout out to them.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you playing the game with us, yo. That was real fun, yo.
Even though
everybody got this. You dissed everybody, yo, except for Amber Rose. Nah, it's all good. Well, one thing I want to we always do, we bring our host and co-host back on the line and see if they have any questions for you as well, and we could talk about what your future holds. So Onyx and Tyrone, we have the lovely Latifah Drinks on the line. That is her real name, Latifah Drinks, which I think is so dope. That's one of the dopest names I've ever heard of. But you guys have any questions or comments for
Tyrone? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'll go because I think Tyrone is having an issue with his line. But I was just going to say, I was laughing the whole time during the jump on, jump off. I thought it was hilarious. And I was like, I was with you on a whole bunch of them, and I have to agree on the Trey song. He's dope. So, but I didn't really have a question. Yeah, I love him. See, I don't want to get you in trouble, so let's I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, let's change the subject.
But I was going to say that I'm from Texas, but I was actually born in Lima, Ohio, so I have a lot of family in Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
Of family in Cincinnati. So I thought that was pretty cool. I really don't, you know, hear too many people saying they're from Cincinnati or from Ohio, so that was pretty nice. That was my little comment. And then I think it's great that you're in college and that you do have a relationship and that he is supportive, because that's very important in any industry, in any project, anything that you're trying to do, and especially modeling, that he's comfortable and secure enough, you know, with the relationship and himself to let you go off and do these things. And I wanted to commend you as well for, shout out to him, and then commend you as well for not you know, doing the nude. I'm not hating on anybody else that does nude, but I think it's
right,
it's good that you have some boundaries, you know,
thank
when you're doing
you.
The modeling. Yeah, so shout out to you for that. And that was all that I had.
Thank
and I know you have some networks and everything you want to get out. So,
yeah, we're definitely going to get everything from him. Is Tyrone back on the line? Or he's having some issues?
Yeah, he's going to come back on in a second, but I don't think
he's
okay. in time. So.
All right. Well, my last question for Latifah is, where do we see it going into the future, Latifah? Where are you going to take this thing? We know you got the drive. We know you got the knowledge. Smart, beautiful woman. Where is it going?
Thank you. Basically, like I said, I just want to, you know, make my, you know, I just want to do everything I can just to, you know, make my career, you know, jump off. And I definitely want to get into movies. So hopefully in the future you all will see me in movies and sitcoms. So, you know, that's basically it. Just.
Okay. Okay. Well, awesome. Well, anything we you know, get, people hit the show a lot. Anything that we hear up and coming, we'll definitely let you know, whether it's some part you could try out for or videos. You know, make
thank
sure you,
you
network on global14.com, which you're now a member of. There's a lot of people that have a lot of things going on. Jermaine talks to everybody on there. We have some great conversations and social commentary. So, definitely want to network everything you got going on there as well. And let me have you give out your Twitter, your Facebook, basically where people can reach you and follow your eyes.
Okay, well, you can follow me on Twitter at Latifah Drinks, and you spell my name LatifahDrinks. And the same with Facebook. It's facebook.com/Latifah Drinks. So you can go ahead and follow me on Twitter and add me on Facebook.
Okay, sounds great. Well, you guys have Latifah Drinks info. Onyx, do we have anybody that called in and want to ask her a question or comment?
No, we didn't have anybody to call in. I just have a lot of text messages, a lot of SB people, and a lot of people on Goal 14 complimenting her looks and whatnot. Just, yeah, they're saying that you're beautiful, you're bad, you're fine, and all this stuff, and they're shy.
Aww,
they're not going to call
thank
in.
Thank you.
They don't want your boyfriend to get them, girl, so they just kind of laying low. But
they're fine.
Well, we definitely want to thank you for coming through, Latifah, and we're going to be following
thank
everything you.
You
got going on and as well as supporting it. So thanks for your time, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, too. I really enjoyed myself. You all as well.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.
So that was Latifah Drinks in the house. Yo, yo, she's real dope. Real dope girl out there at Central State doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? Where she said that shit was at? Wilberforth, Iowa?
Yeah, not familiar with that place up until just
that
now.
That shit
so.
Sound like there'd be a few niggas hanging from trees out there.
Come on now, don't say that.
Yeah, I hope
don't
that was Wilberforth.
Don't say that. very sweet girl, though. Very nice. I'm glad to see that she's in college and, again, a model who's actually doing something and, you know, a part of a team and making those business moves. So very nice, very nice. Tyrone, are you there?
Yeah.
Already. We had a slight technical difficulty, but it's all good. It is what it is. We keep it moving. We keep it moving. What else was on the news? I know that we took a quick break, but you had some other things you came across.
Yes, yes. You know, everybody's been closely following Lil Boosie and what's going on with his situation. A jury has been selected for Lil Boosie, so this trial will be starting shortly. The jury will consist of 5 women and 2 men. So basically, actually, you know, this is getting kind of crazy because the jurors were confirmed under heavy security yesterday. Being at the fact that Lil Boosie will put a hit out on you in a minute, allegedly, I guess that, you know, they really wanted these people to be safe. I guess I wanted to get you guys' take on that. What do you think about the women, the 5 women and 2 men? Do you think that they'll be very sympathetic to the people that were they're saying that were killed at the hands of Lil Boosie? Will he actually get that fair trial that he needs?
I'm going to say I'm just wishing, hoping for the best for him. I have to, you know how I do, I just be like, you know, it's all about God's plan. I really don't know what to say when it comes to that. Yeah, it's tough. You know, I like Lil Boosie. You all know how I feel about people who are incarcerated and whatnot. Definitely support his struggle. And, I don't, like I said, I think we talked about this in depth at one point. I really don't have all the facts, so it's kind of hard to say what's fair and what's not fair at this point. So I'm just going to sit back and observe this one. Not really much to say on it.
You got anything to say on it, Tyrone?
Well, I just feel like Onyx said, you know, God knows what's best. You know, the thing is, you know, we don't know what's best. You know, we don't know whether or not, you know, he's guilty or not. And honestly, you know, the jury is going to make up their minds. I know I've seen quite a few people that are going hard, you know, on this campaign to support him, you know, while he's locked up, you know. But I had a status, maybe I believe it was last year, and I was telling in the status on Facebook, I was saying that you could tell a lot about a person depending on the type of music they listen to. And, you know, and I was speaking about women, you know, because from a male standpoint, I just kind of, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, you know, tell me if this is a correct statement or not, but I just felt like, okay, if a woman is a Lil Boosie fan, she's a whole lot different than a woman who's a Wale fan. And, you know, one of the first comments that was given to me from a female, she told me she was nothing like that I was, you know, she was nothing like the stereotype that I was putting out there just because she liked Lil Boosie's music. But when I went to her page, her whole entire status, and you know, her statuses and her comments all over her page was these hoes, this bitch, you know, these, you know, it's just a whole bunch of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when I called her out on that, it just started a big argument. So, you know, the image he's putting out there, they're using these lyrics to in his court case now, I think it's going to be real tough, you know, considering all the evidence that's out there, plus the lyrics, too. If they're able to use those lyrics, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, it doesn't look good, you know, but, I mean, at the end of the day, those jurors are going to make that decision, and then the judge will make his after that, so.
And then real quick, then, and because you guys know me and Tyrone as well as the young age and then now, I actually am a very huge fan of Lil Boosie and one of Wale. So what do you guys think? You know, I'm not,
well,
guess the word is
man,
that.
Man, you as ghetto as they come in these streets.
Whatever.
Nah, yeah, Onyx definitely doesn't personify anything but class. I think that it is few and far in between to find you know, women like you. Cause
I agree
with what Tyrone is saying, and only because I've encountered it as fact. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful women that listen to that music and, you know, they open their mouth and it's like, you know, they've been on sailing for like 18 years. Pure sailor mouth.
Oh,
these
wow.
hoes ain't about that life, and you know what I'm saying? I'm over here doing this while these hoes is hating and fuck a bitch, and you know, it's almost like you have to have a shitty attitude these days to be cool. I see a lot of people, you know, when you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, you're on a lot of shit. People be like, you know, you fuck these hoes, they can't fuck with me, and they got a picture up and. You know, whatever happened to, you know, here's a picture of me, hope everybody having a nice day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just turning into this bitch can't fuck with me, ho, you know, I pour it on these hoes, I rain on these hoes and all this shit. And it's just like, I bet the hoes you're talking about really ain't even thinking about what you got going on. You know what I'm saying?
It may be. And I have to say, you know, of course, growing up with all guys and boys, I know I've mentioned it here and there a few times. Maybe that could be it. Just the fact that I don't, there's no hating. There's none of this that going on. There's no gossip and there's no jealousy. There's none of that happening in the home or, you know, I just wasn't, I don't know. I come from a different breed, I have to say. But like I said, I'm a huge fan of Boosie and is both Wale. Seriously, so like you said, maybe it's just one of those things, you know, rare. But I agree with you guys, I guess, you know, as far as
extremely,
I just didn't know that.
Extremely rare.
Wow, I didn't know that. And you know me very well.
Yeah.
You guys know me very well. So,
but see, that's the thing. Like me and you, we grew up a whole lot different. The average music listener, music fan, you know, they don't look at life like we do. They actually listen to this music and they live,
right.
They believe that shit.
Right,
you know,
they interpret,
and they personify,
right.
Yeah, right. You know, to where I
right.
grew up listening to music from all over, and I never felt like I wanted to go out and make it rain on nobody. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm not trying
money.
To waste the cheese.
There's
you know,
no
what's
money.
Funny
right.
about this shit is that they take pride in getting in groups in the club instead of that. So it's kind of like even the songs that personify like hating a person or these bitches can't touch me or these niggas, and they love that shit. And it just, I think it ingrains an attitude in people to where they kind of just lose their civility, and then everybody's looking at people with the cut eye. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
just looking at you. She could be looking at you because she liked the leggings you got on. You know what I'm saying? You're going to turn around to your homegirl and be like, bitch, sweating my outfit and shit. Bitch, get your own, baby, you know? Laughing and joking and shit. I find them attitudes
okay,
really fucking stupid, man. You
guys
what I'm saying?
Have
but,
a... You guys have a lot of good valid points. Basically, ratchetness is at an all high, and the females are doing too much. So, ladies, come on, let's be ladies. Let's get back to the good old days. Where we cross our legs.
Say that again. Say that again, boys. Ladies, come on, let's be ladies.
Ladies, let's be ladies. That's the phrase of the day. Let's be about that life. Let's be a lady tonight, please. But again, that's my stance on Boosie, so. We'll see.
All right, Boosie. Well, you know, everybody's shooting up prayers for you. You know what I'm saying? And also prayers out to the family of the victims. You know what I'm saying? You gotta
yeah.
have that balance. You just can't, you
yeah,
know,
you
be
do.
A free little Boosie and you don't know what's going on. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Just may he get a fair trial, and we'll see what happens.
People don't care.
People don't care.
He could be stone cold guilty, and people still gonna ride.
Yeah, they're
for him.
Gonna
like,
be ignorant with it. Yeah, you gotta
so.
Give it up with his God.
And you might
God
wanna not tell people that you're not riding with the Free Lil Boosie campaign. Fuck around and get your ass beat in them streets, because, like we mentioned before, the boy Webby.
So the
Webby.
I knew you
were gonna
say
Chicago
that.
Party.
I knew you was gonna say it. Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
They tried to tap his head all the way out the door, so you might want to keep the little Boosie comments to a minimum, yeah. Well, we only got a little time left, you know, but I just wanted to shout one more thing out. Shout out for Barack Obama for joking around and shouting out Young Jeezy at the correspondent dinner. That shit was funny. He was like, Secretary, we going to sing Young Jeezy out up on the podium. But, you know, it was all jokes, you know, and I just say that to say this, man. Everybody make sure your vote counts. Vote 2012. However you want to vote, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to try to sway it, but you need to be active and you need to be out there. I know who I'm riding with.
I'm going
to
vote for Pedro.
You need to be... Nice.
What you said, T?
I feel you.
I said I'm voting for Pedro.
I'm from
Napoleon Dynamite fame.
Yeah.
So, hey, we gonna get Pedro in there, bald head and all. You know what I'm saying? He was hot that day.
It's hot. So I cut off all my hair.
You guys are silly.
That's my movie right there, man.
What?
Napoleon. Oh, but we got to, hey. Yeah, we, are we almost out of time, or?
I mean, pretty. We wind it down. What's good?
Well, I was just about to say, you know, let's go and throw them Twitters out there, them global14.com out there.
Oh, we always got time for all of that. We always got time to give everybody's feedback. Again, thank you, everybody, that tuned in tonight, and shout out to Jason for coming through, CEO of About That Life Clothing Line out of Los Angeles, California, and Felicita Jinks, who is the model for tonight's beautiful music segment. Again, if you're interested in being featured in the beautiful music segment, hit up Golden Feast at I'll let him give you his networks in a second at the glue. Global14.com. It's his Jermaine Dupri social networking site. This is the show via that network. Make sure you sign up. Check it out. Also, follow the Twitters at Global14 and at G14 Radio. You can find me on both Global14 and Twitter at ONYX254. Passing the mic.
You can find me at THAGLUE and on Global14, Golden Fleece.
You can find me at Global 14 at Brightwood Entertainment and Twitter at Brightwood ENT.
No doubt.
It's going down next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard. Holla at us, check us out. Make sure you tune in. We out.
Yeah.
Young man. 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a goat. Yeah, and we get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just busting out.
Sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a goat. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. That's why I'm. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a goat. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. I thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard. That's the hard push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts. That's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts. Why
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.